Melissa Mack is the first selectman of Suffield. It's Mayor Monday, or excuse me, first selectman Monday in this case, and she's here for a few minutes. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Congratulations. There you are. How long have you been first selectman?
I've been first selectman. This is my second term. They're 2-year terms, so just coming up on 3 years.
I got to tell you, and I'm not trying to suck up to you, but I got to tell you, I love Suffield. It's just, you know, the main street there on 75 is just, you know, these grand old homes. It's just, and then you go west, you know, towards, what is it, Sunrise Park.
Yes.
And it's, you know, some of these things, what was this money, what, where'd the money come from for this? Was it tobacco or what?
It was. So we are the quintessential New England town here in Suffield. As you mentioned, we have the most beautiful historic main street.
I agree.
Filled with 18th and 19th century architecture. Nestled in the middle is the Suffield Academy. I don't know if you've seen
that. Oh, I know that one. Oh,
started in 1833. It's a National Historic District, our main street there. And it's also a Route 75 and a scenic highway. And yes, the money, I think, for those homes did start from tobacco farming.
God.
Yep, which shows our rich agricultural history as well.
I mean, these were plantations. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind.
They were.
It's huge. And then, of course, you go east and there's the Connecticut River. And right. I think the high school's out west, right? That's just off, what's the road, the one that goes to Sunrise Park?
That would be
just off there.
Mountain Road.
Okay.
Yep. And then Sheldon Street is where our high school is. And we celebrate our agricultural history there as well by having one of the premier VOAG agri-science programs in the state of Connecticut as well.
That's cool. Is agriculture still a big deal there?
Agriculture is an enormous big deal in Suffield. We are not only proud of our agricultural history, we are devoted to it. We have preserved over 2,100 acres of farmland in the recent history, I should say, and continuing to do it into the future to make sure that our pastoral country roads continue be something that the public can enjoy for generations to come.
It truly is a trip back in time. And I don't mean that in a bad sense. I mean in a good sense.
It's one of the things we celebrate and we want to preserve.
Oh, God. And then you got Highland Park Market. So how can you lose?
Absolutely. I go there every week.
So do I, strangely enough.
Not 5 times.
Yeah. Some of you guys, of course, blow through there on your way to the Big E, but you should stop for a while. There's some nice little restaurants in town and all that. You know, I didn't know this, but I guess when the town was founded, it was originally, I think, Southfield, which was pronounced Suffield, and it was part of Massachusetts.
That's true.
Well, so when did this happen? When did you convert to Connecticut? I guess you were annexed, from what I understand.
I believe so. Well, in 2020, it'll be 350 years ago that this happened. And so we're gearing up for our 350th anniversary. We're planning all sorts of celebrations where you can really get a bird's eye view of all things Suffield and celebrate all of our rich agricultural and historic history.
Melissa Mack is the first selectman of Suffield. Other than agriculture, the historic district, I would imagine you get some tourism. I can't see how you couldn't. The fact of the matter is, do you have industries at all? I mean, I'm trying to remember. I've been up there with travel soccer for quite a while. So do you have much there, or is it primarily?
We are also we are one of the 4 towns that make up the Bradley Development League. And so we are the abutting towns of Bradley International Airport, and so which makes us very convenient to, you know, for travel purposes. So we do have some industry in and around the airport. And then we have our town center. And our town center, as you would imagine, is very much a quintessential New England-looking town center.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you're right, up by the airport, I guess, you know, the airport kind of lies everywhere, but Windsor Locks has seen quite a bit of development, and I guess then part of that is yours, right?
Part of it is ours, yes.
Well, that's good. Hey, wasn't there going to be an ethanol plant or a gasohol plant or something like that?
There was.
Okay, that didn't go, did
it? That did not happen.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We didn't want that in our community for whatever reason, and they chose to go in a different direction several years ago.
See, but isn't that the fun about living in a small town? I mean, come on.
It is. No, it is. It's part of the charm, is that we are still very much locally governed. Our residents have a large say in what we do in this town, and that's how we preserve our values and keep it looking like Suffield.
Well, it's one thing to sit and, you know, watch C-SPAN or CTN or something. It's another thing to actually show up at a town meeting. That can be very interesting. And you're in control. How lucky are you?
I love it.
Hey, Melissa.
And people ask, why don't you check people in? And I say, because I know everyone's name and their address. I know exactly who's here.
Well, there are 15,000-something people in town, and so there you are. Hey, Melissa, thank you much for being on. I wish you the best of luck. I'll see you probably somewhere in the middle of town.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Have a great day.
It is.